All right, let's kick things off. So picture this. You're in Las Vegas, the energy's high, but tonight, maybe skip the casino floor for a bit. We're talking food and drink
Oh,
festival.
yeah. A totally different kind of Vegas buzz. And, you know, what's really interesting is how much strategy can play into really enjoying these things.
Right. It's easy to just wander, but the source material we looked at, this guide, it really lays out a smarter way.
It does. It's not just a list. It's like a game plan. How to
Yeah.
avoid getting overwhelmed and actually have a fantastic time.
Exactly. So that's our mission today in this deep dive. Pull out those key strategies, those insights from the guide to help you, the listener, really maximize your next trip to a Vegas food festival.
From planning it all out to navigating the crowds to, well, actually savoring the experience and even remembering it later, it's the whole journey.
Okay, let's jump in. The guide starts right at the beginning, saying strategic planning isn't just like nice to have, it's essential if you want that really vibrant, full experience.
It totally sets the foundation. And step one, according to the source, is picking the right festival for you. Because Vegas has quite a few, and they're pretty different.
Yeah, they give examples like Vegas Uncorked, that seems very celebrity chef, high-end dining focus.
Right. Versus something like the Great Vegas Festival of Beer, which is, well, obviously all about the craft beer scene. Very different crowds, different focus.
So you really got to dig into the themes. Who's cooking? What kind of food is central? Are you after gourmet bites? Or is it more street food vibes? Or maybe, really specific wine pairing?
And tailoring it to what you're curious about makes a huge difference. The guide also mentions checking reviews from people who've gone before. That's crucial.
Oh, good point. To get a real sense of the atmosphere, what the food was actually like beyond the marketing hype.
Exactly. Manage those expectations. And another big planning piece they highlight is timing. When you go matters a lot.
Because the big festivals often line up with peak tourist season, right?
Yeah, which means, you know, huge crowds, hotel rates go way up, everything gets booked solid.
Classic Vegas supply and demand.
So the strategic play here, the guide suggests, is if you can, maybe look at off-peak times. Might be a bit calmer, maybe shorter lines, potentially a more intimate vibe.
Interesting. And also thinking about how long the festival is. Is it a one-day thing or spread over several days? Making sure your visit lines up with the main events you care about.
Definitely. Okay, so you've picked your festival. The next big thing the guide tackles is where you're going to stay. And in Vegas, during a festival, this needs real attention.
It's not just booking any hotel.
No way. Tourism is already high, festivals crank it up. So the guide is really strong on this book, way in advance, like several months out, if possible, not just weeks.
And that's not just to get a room. It's about maybe locking in a decent rate before they, shoot up closer to the date.
Absolutely. And
Yeah.
location, 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 right? Pick somewhere convenient to the festival venue, on the strip nearby, or a neighborhood with easy access. Saves time, saves hassle.
They also mentioned looking for helpful amenities, like maybe a pool for that Vegas heat, or does the hotel have a shuttle? Little things that make the logistics smoother.
Smart. And one last check, the guide really stresses for accommodation. Read recent reviews, like very recent. Make sure the place is clean, service is good, it actually is close to where you need to be.
Good advice. Okay, festival chosen, stay booked, maybe even got a good deal. Now for the actual plan of attack for the event itself. The guide says an itinerary is key, not to be rigid, but to manage the chaos.
Yeah, it's about turning potential overwhelm into focused enjoyment. Look at the schedule. What are the keynote things, the cooking demos you really want to see, those special tasting sessions? Prioritize your must-dos.
But, and this is, so Vegas, the guide reminds you, hey, you're in Vegas, so maybe build in time for other stuff too, like the Bellagio fountains or catching a show if that's your thing.
And crucially, balance it. Build in actual rest periods. These festivals are intense, sensory overload sometimes. You'll burn out fast if you don't deliberately plan downtime.
Makes sense. Just need to sit down and breathe for a minute.
For sure. The guide also suggests using like digital planners or maybe the festival's own app. Helps keep track and, super important, lets you adjust on the fly if schedules change or something unexpected pops up.
Because things will change. You gotta be flexible. Which brings us to actually navigating the festival space itself. The guide says this can be, well, tricky.
It definitely can be crowded, lots going on. So, how do you move through it effectively?
Well, the first tactic they suggest is pretty basic but essential. Use the map or the festival app. Most big ones have them now.
And look at it before you go in. Get the lay of the land. Figure out where the vendors or stages you care about are. Maybe plan a rough route. It's better than just aimless wandering through packed crowds.
For sure. And those apps, they can be amazing for real-time stuff, wait times at popular booths, maybe schedule changes, even pointing you to quieter paths or hidden gems.
Yeah, those updates can be lifesavers. Another tip, really simple, but the guide says it's super effective. Arrive early.
Oh, yeah, beat the main rush. Totally changes the vibe.
Yeah.
More relaxed.
Totally. And practically speaking, shorter lines for the really popular stuff before they run out. Plus, you might get a chance to chat with chefs or vendors while they're setting up. Less rushed.
Get the inside scoop and better spots for demos or talks before they fill up.
It's a small thing, arriving maybe 30 minutes earlier, but it pays off.
Okay.
And speaking of essential things, especially in Vegas, hydration. The guide is really clear. This isn't optional. It's critical.
Uh-huh. Especially summer festivals.
Yeah.
That heat is no joke.
Yeah.
Carry a water bottle, use the refill stations they hopefully provide, make it a priority.
And take breaks. The guide emphasizes finding shade, listening to your body. If you're feeling tired or hot, stop, drink water, cool down.
And yeah, you'll probably be having some drinks, but maybe balance it out. The guide mentions things like fruit-infused water or electrolyte drinks can be smart choices too, just to keep your energy up.
Okay, so logistics, navigation, staying hydrated, check. Now for the main event, the food and drinks. This is where the guide gets really excited, calling it a culinary adventure.
This is why you're there. And they say a key strategy is seeking out the signature dishes.
Right, the things the chefs or vendors are really known for, the standouts, often created just for the festival.
So doing a little homework beforehand, who are the featured chefs, what are they likely making? That helps you target those must-try items and get there early for those, because the guide warns the really popular stuff does sell out.
Definitely. And don't just eat it, engage. Ask the vendor about the dish, you know, what inspired it, the technique. It adds another layer to the experience.
Beyond just the big names, the guide really pushes exploring the diversity. Vegas festivals apparently bring in cuisines from all over.
Oh, yeah. Indian, Mexican, Japanese, fusion, you name it. The advice here is straightforward. Step outside your usual comfort zone. Try something new.
Ask people, ask the vendors, ask the person next to you in line what they loved. It's a great way to discover something amazing you wouldn't have picked yourself.
And sometimes you learn cool stuff too, about the culture or traditions behind the food, straight from the source.
Now, to really level up the tasting, the guide talks about thinking about pairings, food and drink pairings.
Yeah, many festivals have curated drinks, craft cocktails, local beers, specific wines that are actually meant to go with the food there.
It's not just random drinking, it's like intentional. The guide says the right pairing can seriously elevate the flavors.
So look for those options. Sometimes they have guided tasting sessions specifically for pairings, which can be really insightful. Or just ask the vendor, hey, what drink goes best with this?
Smart. Okay, so it's not just about walking around and eating. The guide points out all these other unique events happening within the festival. Participating adds a lot.
Definitely. Like cooking demonstrations. These are often led by really talented chefs.
And you actually learn stuff. Techniques, ingredient choices, how they make it look so good. It's real inspiration if you like to cook at home. Plus, you can usually ask questions, and sometimes you even get a little taste.
Win-win. Then there are the guided tasting sessions we mentioned for pairings, but they can be standalone events too, led by experts, maybe sommeliers or brewers or chefs. They teach you to notice more, like the different flavors and textures.
And they sound like a cool way to meet other people who are into food and drink, swap recommendations.
Totally. And then, the big one for some people, meeting celebrity chefs. The guy calls this a real thrill.
Yeah, I can see that. So look for scheduled meet and greets, book signings, maybe Q&A panels.
Apparently, chefs at these things can be pretty open, sharing stories, maybe little tips for cooking at home, sometimes even doing quick demos.
So the strategy is just check that schedule carefully and probably get there early for the chefs you really want to see, because those spots will likely fill up fast.
No doubt. All right, let's shift gears to something super practical, because the guide spends real time on this, budgeting. Costs can get out of hand fast at these things.
Oh, I bet. Little $8 bites here, $12 cocktails there. It adds up before you know it. Smart budgeting is key to actually enjoying it without stressing about money later.
Exactly. So the first, most basic step the guide recommends is setting a spending limit before you go. Decide how much you're allocating just for the festival itself within your overall trip budget.
And be realistic about food and drink costs. The guide specifically calls out that alcohol can be a big chunk of the spend if you're not careful.
Prioritize what you really want to try, but maybe leave a little wiggle room for spontaneous finds.
Oh,
and one tactic the guide suggests is maybe using cash for part of it. Makes the spending feel more real, easier to track.
Interesting idea. Another smart move, research deals beforehand.
Yeah, check the festival website, their social media, look for early bird tickets, any group discounts if you're going with buds, maybe package deals.
Buying tickets in advance is almost always cheaper, the guide says, than waiting till the day of. And those VIP packages, yeah, they cost more, but check what they include. Maybe the perks, like exclusive areas or tastings, are worth it to you.
Right, weigh the value. And if you are with friends, the guide has a great tip. Share dishes.
Yes, this is brilliant. You get to try so much more variety without everyone having to buy a full serving of everything. Look for bigger portions or sampler platters designed for sharing.
It makes it more social too, right? You can all talk about what you liked, what you didn't. Try stuff you might not have ordered on your own.
Love that. And then finally, within that budget, prioritize. Make your list of must-eats or must-drinks. Focus on those first. Don't feel like you have to try absolutely everything. It's okay to skip stuff that doesn't grab you.
Quality over quantity.
Hmm.
Intentional indulgence, let's call it. Okay, so the festival's winding down. You're full and happy. How do you make the memories last? The guide covers capturing and reliving the experience, too.
Right, documenting it. Taking photos, maybe some short videos. It's not just for Instagram, it's for you to look back on.
Capture the amazing food, your reactions, the atmosphere. Get some fun shots with your friends. The guide even suggests getting creative, like snapping pics of food prep or, yes, concentrating. Maybe make a digital album later.
And social media is powerful here. Using the official hashtags connects you with others there.
Yeah, post your faves, tag the vendors you loved, share those unique moments. Follow the festival's pages, too. Engage with them. It builds that community vibe.
And one thing the guide specifically mentions is writing reviews afterwards.
This is so helpful. Good feedback helps the organizers improve, and it helps people deciding whether to go next year. Be honest, highlight the good stuff, offer constructive thoughts if something wasn't great.
Plus, writing it down kind of cements the memory for yourself, too. Post it on Yelp, Google, wherever. It helps everyone.
Totally agree. Okay, last major section in the guide, but definitely not least. Safety and comfort. Just as important as the food for having a good time.
Yeah, you can't really enjoy yourself if you're feeling unsafe or just totally uncomfortable. They suggest having a basic emergency plan. Not to be paranoid, but just prepared.
Know the layout. Where are the exits? First aid, info booths. If you're in a group, have a plan if you get separated. A meeting spot, make sure phones are charged.
Oh yeah, phone battery is crucial. The guide recommends packing a portable charger. And just knowing basic emergency procedures for the venue or area.
And then there's just creating a comfortable environment for yourself. Yeah. Think about the heat, the noise, the crowds. Dress smart. The guide specifically says lightweight clothes. Comfy shoes are a must.
Seriously, comfortable shoes. You'll thank yourself later. Also, use those shady spots or rest areas they provide. Take breaks before you get totally worn out.
And talk to your group. Check in on how everyone's feeling. Be flexible if someone needs a break or wants to move to a quieter spot.
Good communication helps. And the final safety point, just be aware of your surroundings.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement, but in a busy crowd, you need to pay attention. Watch where you're going, keep an eye on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a crossbody bag is smarter than a backpack.
Engage, have fun, but also just take moments to step back, look around, soak it all in. Being present makes the memories better too.
So yeah, when you pull it all together from this guide, maximizing a Vegas food fest really involves planning ahead, navigating smartly, exploring widely, engaging actively, budgeting wisely, documenting your journey, and always keeping safety and comfort in mind.
It transforms it from just like wandering and eating into a real strategic adventure. It's about showing up ready to fully experience it, not just consume it.
Exactly. But what really strikes me from the source is this interesting tension. You know, that it hammers home the need for planning, for strategy, for being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also really encourages spontaneity, trying new things, talking to strangers, stepping outside your plan.
Mm, that's a great point. That balance between being organized and being open to the unexpected.
Right. So the question for you, the listener, to think about is, how do you find that balance between meticulous preparation and embracing the unplanned spontaneous moments that often become the most memorable parts of a big dynamic event like this? What do you think is the single most crucial thing for striking that perfect balance?